Earth Defense Force. Name, James Blackwick. Age, 23. Education, high school graduate. Occupation, full-time grocer. If I had to describe myself in a word, I'd say boring. Never had a girlfriend or any friends, really. I've always been kind of a loner and a collector of comic books, but mostly a loner. That is, until the day, things got a bit weird for me after today. Ding!
Blackwick! We have come to stop you from destroying the Earth!
Sorry, we're fresh out. Check back Tuesday.
Oh, sorry. I could have sworn he was working today. We'll double-check our schedule next time.
They leave. They come back in.
Oh, villain! We have your picture right here! You thought to fool us? Ha! Huh?
Of course, I have no idea what they were talking about. A villain? Me? The most evil thing I've done was sell my friend's Game Boy for cash after we got a Game Boy Advance. What are you talking about?
Do you intend to save this planet, Blackwick?
Huh?
Then obviously you are trying to destroy it.
Obviously. Look, do you need help finding anything? The Green Ranger hops forward.
Yes, I do! Hold still, then my evil destruction cannon may find you. Seriously, please hold still, this takes a second to charge.
Having taken a couple of years of karate back in school, I decide to put them to use. I kick them in the face.
My evil destruction cannon! Attacking while an attack was charging. The fiend!
I attempt to reason with them. As troopers of justice, I'm sure they can reason right. Now, look, unless you have something better against me than possibly wants to destroy the world, I have to get back to my job. Besides, if I destroyed the world, then where would I live?
On your moon base, of course!
I have a moon base? I mean, I keep all my stuff on Earth. Okay, listen, this is harassment. If you don't get out of my store, I'm calling the police on you.
As if the police would help one such as you.
Of course they would. And Blue walks up to me and pulls out some papers.
Actually, no. See, we have hero's licenses, and you are our registered nemesis. The police can't actually intervene.
That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard of.
No, seriously, you can go down to City Hall and check it out. You're all signed up and everything. Us too.
Since when?
Heck if I know. Go down and check it out later. We're having our first showdown right now.
Green Ranger suddenly speaks up.
Blue, Pink.
Blue rushes back to his side.
I've been hurt. Go on without me, Rangers.
No, we fight as a team, Green.
Yeah, we have to work together.
Oh, come on. I did not kick you that hard.
Guys, shh. Rest, Green Ranger. You don't need to talk.
Just rest, Green, we'll get you to safety.
You can't be serious. Blue turns towards me.
This is not the last you have heard of the Earth Defense Force, Blackwick.
And they vanish in a puff of smoke. I decide to go back to work like an responsible adult. This job does not pay me well, but it pays me enough. For free time, I get the weekends off, but work 40 hours a week on the weekdays. Every day, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. After I get out of work around 3, and head down to the city hall, I go up to the front desk. The nameplate reads, Mayor Bloodswick. Hey, sir. These guys attacked me at work today. They said something about being their nemesis.
I'll check the records. Oh, yes, Mr. Blackwick. You were supposed to check in here a week ago. Let's see, you have 2 FX saved up. The Earth Defense Force has declared you their nemesis, so your encounters with them get bonuses. You haven't decided on a villain name or costume yet. Would you like to do that now?
I try to explain everything to him. This is all a big mistake. I never signed up for being a nemesis or anything.
It's an inheritance plan. Your father died last week. He was the great villain Blackwing, and you have succeeded him. Get all the resources he had. Or you would if he hadn't blown them all in his last encounter.
Wait, Dad died? That's news to me.
Yeah.
Huh. To be honest, I haven't seen him in 17 years. It's hard to care about his death. How much does being a villain pay?
Who's your paycheck for that first encounter?
I open it. This can't be right. I make this much in a month at the grocer's. Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, villains get $1,000 in the counter, plus an additional $100 per hero in the counter, and an extra $250 against their nemesis. You also get one FX per encounter.
Huh. Wow. That's really something. I take him up on the offer. I'll be the Obsidian Baron! No, wait. Put me down as Baron Obsidian.
Okay, sure. Nice to meet you, Baron Obsidian.
A few more questions come to mind. Do I have to do villainy as a villain? Or just fight the heroes?
You'll get paid by the encounter. What you fight is entirely up to you, I guess. Villainy is a pretty good way to lure the heroes out, though. You're contractually required to put a half of each paycheck towards setting up your next encounter, unless you quit the business entirely. And as long as your villainy is for the purpose of luring out the heroes, you cannot be legally charged by the police. Your heroes can charge you, though, if they catch you. Do you want to design your costume now, too? Or would you like to wait on it?
Wait, before that, what's an FX? This seems important.
A special effect. You should be familiar with them. The ADF used 3 of them in your encounter. You know those parts where everything got really detailed? They use an FX for that. Here, I'll use an FX for this scene so you can see for yourself what I mean.
Oh, wow. When can I use them?
Anytime you want. Also, each color you put in your costume costs 1 FX. You can also use them to get minions and improve your base, but they cost more FX than you have right now. You can also buy more FX for $300 each. You'll earn a few every encounter as well.
I have a base?
Yes, Blackwing left you a moon base.
Oh, fuck yeah.
How do I get to it?
I don't know, buy a rock or something? I'm not made of space travel.
The moon base will have to wait.
I buy a 3rd FX in an all-black costume. With a white cape just because black and white apparently do not cost any FX. Convenient.
It is pretty plain, but I have to do for now, I guess. I had $50 beforehand, so now I am up to $1,300 and 3 FX. Really, I get paid enough that I only need to get into an encounter once every 3 or 4 weeks. So let's see what he's got. So, what can I spend FX on, and how do I get more?
He'll have a list. It gets updated every now and then, but I'll tell you if it did when you collect your checks. When you get minions or powers of any kind, you can specify what they entail, and we will do our best to accommodate you. For example, you could get a water minion pack who could swim. Or a fire minion pack who would attack using fire-based weaponry. It's suggested that you stick to a theme, as it makes things more dramatic. If you battle impressively, you get more FX for that encounter. You did rather pitifully in this last encounter, so even though you won, you only get the baseline of 1 FX. The EDF, on the other hand, gained 6, for their commendable ability to stick to their role.
Now I'm curious, just what was my father? Why had I never heard of him? What was Blackwing's theme?
Crows and bats. He liked the nighttime and was obsessed with death, so he chose to use an animal theme that represented that. Ninjas were his favorite minion type, and he often dropped them from his moon base down to Earth.
Well, that is a pretty awesome theme. Man, I should rethink this. Hey, could I rename myself if I need to?
Yeah, at any time you like, but you only really need to stick to a theme for any given encounter. You don't have to stick to the same theme forever, although that does let you reuse leftover resources.
Alright, I will be the Baron Obsidian Blackwick.
Sure.
Could I see the hero list for comparison?
No.
Very well then. 6 FX will give me a teleport power, right?
Yes, but at its basic level, it teleports you 10 meters per second of charging. So to get to the moon reliably will require at least 40,569,600 seconds of continuous charging at this level. That would be 470 days or about 16 months. Each upgrade increases the distance per second by 10 times.
How did you do all that math so quickly?
Where's your calculation power?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Country USA!
Oh, yeah! Yeehaw! Now, who's ready to listen to some of the best music on God's green earth?
At that moment, the sound system goes on the fritz. As everyone covers their ears in pain, the voice of America's newest villain is broadcast across the oversized speakers. I am... With a burst of flame, I appear atop the concert hall, mic in hand. The sound system has been commandeered. My playlist has been uploaded. We're all in. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the big switch, but we're going to be playing something else tonight. Welcome to the Baron Obsidian Raw Rock Concert. The speakers begin to blast Bon Jovi, and the black candles I set up flicker a light. As the crowd begins to flee, my concert takeover has been completed. Now to wait for the heroes. I needn't have worried. Mere 3 songs in, one steps onto the stage below me. Baron Obsidian, huh? That sounds like a new name in town. He shouts, his voice echoing over the din of the rock. Ah, Ranch Monkey, we'll have to show you your place around here.
Oh, really?
I say back. Ah, the advantage of having the microphone. I'd love to see you try. I flip on the final countdown. I spend a moment deliberating how I best want to handle this hero. He looks strong, and other than my own body armor, I am no tougher than any other human.
Yes, so that's what I'll do. I'll challenge him to karaoke, and just keep teleporting out of his reach while I sing at him. That'll do the trick. I shall challenge you to a...
Holy shit, what? He's building a staircase up to me. When did that happen?
I teleport to the bottom of the stairs just before he swings the hammer at me. That's one thing about teleport. I end up facing the same direction at the endpoint, no matter which way I moved. I consider attempting to force him to build in crazy random ways. But really, from the top of the stadium, you can get basically anywhere with just a short hop, except for the performance area itself, which the staircase he just built leads to. A brilliant idea, but it won't work here. Maybe at a multi-layer department store it would, one of the ones with hollowed-out middles. I can't actually burn anything with my teleport, either coming or going. The fire isn't actually there, it is purely aesthetic. Quickly, I turn around and shout out, Wrench Monkey! We shall do battle via karaoke!
Ow, hammer to the face!
Are you stupid?
He says back.
I really don't think you're quite cut out for villainy, Baron.
I might actually need to take this seriously. Or this could actually hurt. A lot. My pride has been hurt. I can't stand for this. He's right.
I will need to get my act together. Or this will be a hopelessly lost cause. I launch into an invigorating monologue.
Oh, really? This coming from the Neanderthal trucker?
Maybe I have been a bit silly. Maybe I haven't been taking you seriously. That's all about to change. I'm done monkeying around with you.
There's more I could burn. He stomps his foot on the stairs and then collapses into a ramp. He slides down after me. Too bad I'm into this rear. Get ready for the Ranch Rider Ultra. Thankfully, I am not entirely without supplies. I bought some smoke bombs for the battle, and now is as good a time as any to put one to use. I toss one at the base of the ramp, creating a sudden burst of smoke. This will give me the second I need to change up my teleport. His target lost, he continues sliding down at high speeds. I warp out of the way just as he breaks the cloud, and he goes off flying off the stage and into the stands.
Ha ha! What's the matter, monkey? Sitting down on the job? I thought you said something about ending all of this.
Man, I love having the microphone. He's down for the moment, but I think he'll be back up before I know it. I should prepare some kind of counterattack. You grab the guitar off the stage and teleport up to the top. You have a show to put on.
With a powerful strum of the guitar, your candle's flames fly up to the heavens. As the piercing wail of the guitar screams into the night, you shout, "Wrench monkey! You are no match for one such as I, even from the beginning! I am Baron Obsidian, Blackwick. Remember my name." As the candles die down, I slide down the ramp, fired by a wrench monkey, guitar at the ready. Brrrr! I begin to laugh maniacally as I make my escape. Last week, I would be fired for that. This week, here's my job. Mission accomplished. Paycheck, $1,100. 6FX. The mayor is offering you a supervillain starter kit for 8FX. It includes any of the two following items. Invulnerability power, super strength power, flight power, or a minion six-pack of your choice. This is a limited time offer. After a long debate, I eventually settle on invulnerability and flight for my powers. Invulnerability, as it turns out, is actually just a catch-all term for things hurting less. So after talking to the mayor about it, I come up with a way to combine my new powers into one. My invulnerability takes the form of a thin, fiery cushion that cushions blows and allows me to fly. On the upside, very stylish, and if I have it active, my teleporting will leave fiery after images. It should also protect me from environmental hazards, since there's an actual aura around me, instead of just iron skin or something. But I think water would trump it. On the downside, very obvious, and not always active. That's workable. And since I can fly now, I can ignore how weirdly sideways City Hall is when I come here. I asked the mayor about spending his money on FX to meet the required spending per heist. And he says yes, that is fine. I then spend my money on 2FX and realize I am completely out of cash. Good thing I didn't quit my job. Only a bit of cash to tide me over before my next heist. I'm thinking about going to some department store and destroying a section or two of merchandise. You know, because I can. About an hour into work.
James Blackwick, tour manager's office. James Blackwick, manager's office.
Rings over the PA, interrupting my villainous musings. I go and see what he wants, and he shows me this morning's paper.
Is this you, kid? Can't have no supervillains working at the front of the register.
It'd kill our public image. I guess he better promote me.
Exactly what I was thinking, kid. Talents like that, teleporting, fire, all that shabazzle.
Yeah, that'll really help out with a bakery. Tell you what, I'll double your wage and throw you in the bakery. They only have to work 30 hours a week, but you'll still be making half again as much as you did before. And in exchange, I just want you to know. Deal with some of our competitors. You think you can do that, kid?
Can I please not wear that stupid hat?
Yeah.
Deal.
And that is how I got more money and more free time, in addition to transferring to a job that lets me use my teleporting all day. And no stupid paper pig hat. Nice. Now to plan my next heist.
Oh, and if you ever need info on any other supervillains, kid, I know it all.
I'm a big fan of the Bad Boys, so feel free to stop in at any time, Boss Bewick adds.
I decide to ask Mr. Bewick about my father.
Blackwick, eh? Yeah, I know about him. He's been quite the mess over in Europe. Took over Spain for a couple of weeks in there, but he died pretty recently, so you shouldn't have to worry about him.
Good to know. We talk a bit more, and he discovers my current lack of funding.
Well, go on, take the rest of the day off. Use it to get some cash from that grocer across the street from us. I'll punch out for you when your shift's up.
I thank him and head on out. I leave my place of employment, Pigham's Grocery, and head on over to Icy's Deli and Dairy. A cute girl is working behind the front desk. I ask her if my order is ready. She says no, they don't take orders. I say I called in an order for 30 pounds of sausage. She says they don't even take private calls. I say this is important for my business.
She says I should have called their supplier then. I decide to take advantage of one additional perk of my newfound fire aura. Instant suit up. I demand the order I clearly placed and that they are obviously forgetting, or else I will be forced to make them significantly less icy. The cute girl behind the counter disagrees as I take an icy blast to the face.
There's your order. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, sir.
Oh, god damn it, it's so cold it burns. What's the point of body armor if they keep hitting me in the face? Oh, that door right through my fire shield. On the upside, I found a hero.
Well, come on, Debbie. Cool down a bit.
Sorry, but I think you're a bit too fired up.
She conjures a group of icicles and takes to the air. Man, she's tiny, like a deer. I teleport out of the way as the barrage flies where I was but a moment ago.
Say, you're pretty cute, you know. You want to get some drinks after this?
Man, I can't believe I am saying this to a girl shooting deadly icicles at me.
Let alone a really cute one. I guess this supervillainy has done a lot for my confidence.
She giggles. It's not Debbie while we're working. The name's Agent Frost, you?
Blackwick. I know she completely ignored the question. But we are at work, aren't we?
The Baron Obsidian.
Very well, Blackwick. Let's take this outside. I don't want to have to clean this up.
And I was planning on taking that cash register. But if I do that, she'll probably say no to the date.
I take a step back. She stopped shooting. So I have a moment to think at least. Hold on to my morals, or try for a day with this adorable fairy girl. I'll need this moment.